I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. Happy Thursday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Enough salacious for right now. We will revisit a little bit later. But sports brought us to this place because that's what sports is, a microcosm of life that gives you a little bit of everything, including scandal. Mm-hmm. We won't start with scandal, though, thankfully, here on this Thursday. We'll start by thanking you, fine gentlemen, for joining me on this program, as you frequently do. I feel like I don't appreciate you guys enough.
You should appreciate us more.
This period.
Yeah, you don't, man.
I'm getting real in this moment, but like I have been thinking a lot about appreciation, so I do want to appreciate
you. It's the holiday season.
Yeah. So you fight off the seasonal depression by being appreciative. I think that's how that works. Yeah. Also, appreciative you, listener, for getting involved with the program whenever you do. The text line, 713-572-4610. 979, the crosstalk was brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. I just wanted to make sure that you were knowing that there. But text in, get involved. Also, we have appreciation for the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live stream. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And I think I am very appreciative for, I feel like we're all fairly appreciative for the quarterback of the Houston Texans, CJ Stroud.
We sure are. We absolutely
are. They are now.
Yeah. It's a good week to ask that.
At one point, they wasn't.
It's a good week to mention that. So we heard from CJ Stroud yesterday, huh?
We did indeed, as we often do on a Wednesday.
Usually, I want to just kind of tell you what I think, but it's a legitimate question. Did you...
Usually I only ask to be able to set myself up to answer the question.
Yes, this is legit. did you walk away from that feeling that he's finally getting it, he's finally buying in?
That's been a larger theme or trend that feels like it's been happening through the, I guess, second part of the season. And I guess the results on the field seem to confirm that. I don't know how much of that is like confirmation bias, but it does feel like it confirms that, especially as this season has been a lot of, okay, there's things to grasp. When does CJ, the entirety of the offense, Kaylee, when do they grasp these things? So that's been kind of a conscious thought throughout the season anyway.
Yeah, but also just the way when you hear him talk and you watch him earlier in the season and the death by a thousand cuts and, you know, talking about the offense and what he needs to do, you also get a real sense, a real feeling, and it's very unscientific, but you kind of read a person, everybody does it, and you're like, I don't know if he's all bought in on this thing. In fact, we talked about it. I think he might have some doubts. I think he might be a little, you know, wary of this, is this thing going to even work?
And could you have blamed him?
No.
Could you have blamed him in that circumstance?
We didn't blame him.
You know, like coming from
line and, you know, bad games and all that.
And then he's a dude that likes taking shots. Mm-hmm. What they've done in the system is like, hey, wait until you have your moment to take your shot.
Right.
It's been a very some could view it as an offense that limits a quarterback and forces them into a little bit of a box.
Yeah.
And that's not something that especially any young quarterback that feels themselves would reasonably want. So I could understand that if he was not latching onto it.
I think this just occurred to me. So tell me if this is a good way to put it. Earlier in the season, I didn't buy into his buy-in. Yesterday I did.
Okay.
You know, he bought in. Let's hear from him because
yeah.
like earlier in the season, he would say the things as if he's bought in, but I didn't buy into it. Yesterday, I kind of did.
Let's start here. Stroud 2, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. Vic. This was CJ talking about making in-game adjustments in order to be successful.
Yeah, I think we, you know, talked about some things on the sideline and try to, you know, find a way to calm the storm. And I thought we did a good job at that. I think, you know, teams are going to, you know, try to pressure us some more just because, you know, we showed it on tape. So try to be ready for it and, you know, have plans and, you know, just be, you know, good on what we're doing, you know, and be calm in the chaos. Because, I mean, every game, you know, no teams just keep letting you do the same things. They're going to adjust and then you have to adjust. So just part of the chess match of football, you know.
And we'll hear some more. But, you know, he said calm the storm, calm in the chaos. And the way he bought it. Now, certainly – their success, even if it's marginal at this point still, you know, offensively, mm-hmm. has something to do with him, okay, starting to buy in. And certainly his ability to know when to take the risk and when not to, as D'Amico's talked about, as we've talked about, has something to do with it. But I just feel like it's clicking. I mean, I don't know what word you want to put on it, clicking, buying in, believing, whatever it is. I think there's more of that there with this offense.
Maybe even they're finding a natural stasis in their relationship. Yeah. And mm-hmm. When I say they, probably the key factors of CJ Stroud and Nick Caley, right? It's mm-hmm. it's also worth remembering that this is their first year yeah. working together, finding the relationship that works, with also an understanding that there was 3 weeks in there where there was some level of break in that period just because of CJ dealing with concussion protocol. So I think that I found that interesting, like the idea of them having conversations, being mm-hmm. comfortable and capable of, you know, staying the storm, right? Yeah. I also appreciate it because I talked about this yesterday, like, hey, is this pressure that the, you know, mm-hmm. the Chiefs were able to gin up in the third quarter, is this going to be a thing, quotation marks, going forward?
Right.
Because that's on tape. That's him, CJ Stroud, mm-hmm. making that note that, hey, man, teams are going to see because we put this on paper that this yeah. is a thing. I appreciated maybe there's a level of buy-in just acknowledging these things, the mm-hmm. challenges that are here and that will come. That I think that even if it's not incredibly different from what had previously been there, it gives the feeling of we're locked in on what's happening here because we are not only aware of what's happening here, yeah. what's happening in this game, but what's to come. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be prepared and capable of like game planning ahead of time for such things as opposed to having to adjust.
Or seeing the adjustment quicker.
Right. Yeah, yeah that's the thing that we're still looking at. But yeah. the idea that they can get to an adjustment is nice. Yeah. I don't know if that is enough as of right now, mm-hmm. but we'll see if it's enough.
But that ties in with him accepting it.
Sure.
You know, and sort of receiving it and understanding you know, this can work if I do it this way.
So speaking of chaos, CJ was actually asked about it. How are you capable and able to stay focused among the chaos when you're faced with a ton of pressure, especially on the Woody Marks touchdown, mm-hmm. a little dump off to the left side?
Yeah, I wouldn't say like I'm like no veteran or nothing or Navy SEAL or anything. I love our military, respect to, you know, everybody who's serving for us. I feel like I could have did a better job at it, you know, in the calm and the chaos. You know, I got hit a couple of times and, you know, that happens. You start to like kind of naturally flinch a little bit and like move around for no reason. But on that specific play, you know, I just seen Woody and just try to make a play. And thought he did a good job of just being instinctive and, you know, making him pay for, you know, being aggressive. So, yeah, I mean, I think I could have did a better job on that on Sunday, but it's something I can learn from and, you know, try to be calm in that because it's not easy, but the better you can do it, you know, the more plays are to be made, especially on third down. So I think that's something that I can get better at is, you know, just being calm in that chaos of, you know, pressure, guys flying around your feet, hitting you after the whistle or whatever the case may be. And I just, you know, want to, you know, be able to put my team in better position, so.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, he said calm in the chaos, calm in the storm, what, 5-6 times already? Yep. And then just those two parts that you heard. I think it really is him like, okay, you know, if I do this the right way, and specifically that play. That was a broken down play. I mean, the blitzer was coming. We talked about it yesterday.
Nick Golden coming in off the left.
And all of a sudden, he didn't just bail. You know, he just took a step back, dumped it over the blitzer.
He actually stepped into it.
After he came out. But that to me is a guy that's recognizing and absorbing and accepting this offense the way it should be.
Yeah, and yeah. It is interesting. I don't think that it is. I don't think that it's an anomaly. I don't think that it's random that he is using that word calm so much after the stint that Davis Mills had as the quarterback, right? As having to start in that moment, because what is probably the chief thing that you would just use to describe Davis Mills and his demeanor and the way he went about playing quarterback?
Yeah.
It's probably calm. And I think that is something. Like, that's something that CJ, I hope, saw, or maybe the coaching staff saw and wanted to impart on him, is like, hey, there is some benefit for being calm and the thing that you can do with this. With the talents that you have, the ability to throw on the run, all those things, you can also make those things more valuable by remaining calm in that moment, by not losing your head in that moment. And again, I don't know that I blame him for some of those things because of the circumstances that had befallen him before, dealing with pressure, you know, immediate pressure, fast pressure, instances where pockets would break down. I get how you might get to that place, but now it's time to unlearn that feeling. Get yourself to a place where you can calm, and that'll help you execute. I like that is clearly a message that either he has internally or someone has given to him. I want to see that continue to grow clearly.
Well, and this is something that you've said a few times. Yes.
Oh.
Proof of concept?
Ah, yes.
That's something that you'd like to talk about. I think also he's realizing, you know what? I am going to get my shots. Even though the game plan may not have any. Like, hey, we're going to run this deep whatever on the third snap of our script. No, I think he's realizing if this play breaks down, I will, or they press cover or whatever that he sees, I will be able to take a shot there. At the beginning of the year, he's like, wait a minute, you want me to just do what? Just be safe and hand the ball off and throw the ball 2 yards to the back or this tight end or this out route or whatever? And I don't think that's a buy-in for him. He likes to take his shots. He's also realizing, you know what? I can go off script, which is my strength. I just can't do it, you know, arbitrarily. So I think he's also realizing after having some success, there are going to be shots. They just might not be in the game plan. There are going to be off script plays. They're just not in the game plan. And so I think he's starting to realize it can work that way.
I could feel that a little bit from the 832. Do you agree with this sentiment? The idea, the 832, that CJ with this offense is equivalent to Jordan not liking the triangle? Back in the day, in
that's pretty good actually.
Early 90s, late 80s, early 90s with the triangle offense. Phil Jackson, obviously one of the big proponents of it. At least one of the ones that you think.
There you have it, CJ Stroud. It's Michael Jordan.
Oh boy, here we go. No, but in terms of like I remember that. You remember that? I mean, you know, Jordan was like, "Wait a minute, I need the ball in my hands." No, the ball's going to get to your hands. It will be in your hands, but you have to do it this way with the Tex Winter triangle and all that stuff. I think there's a lot to that. He's realizing, you know what? They told me early on, don't take this shot because it's, you know, whatever, unless you see this. Don't go off script unless this happens. And now he's realizing, you know what? It will happen just about every game.
And to be fair, it sounds like we're saying just trust the process and everything will go right. I think there's real criticisms to be had for the process if that process is indeed this offense. I think there's still things that need to be cleaned up from schematic instances, right? There's when you get into the red zone and all your stems are vertical and there's very few things that are going crossing or really, you know, forcing the entirety of the width of the field to be defended, I think that ends up being an issue sometimes. So I do think that there's places for, clearly, Nick Caley to elevate and make this easier. But I think that it's hard to also have that happen while sometimes you have what feels like a little bit of trepidation or hesitation from the quarterback. I think that you're seeing more and more buy-in, and hopefully he can work even I don't know what the right word is, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, mediocre system. Like, mm-hmm. you can work that if you have a level of buy-in, it feels like.
It's a conservative system.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately what it came down to is like, wait, you want to be this conservative with me? And he's right. It's more than, if you want to be this conservative with me, he's starting to realize, no, it's a conservative approach, but there are going to be the shots. There are going to be the opportunities. There are going to be the off-script plays.
Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Thursday. Coming up next, man, college football is inherently a crazy sport, and it's been really crazy this winter. And it's only gotten crazier with something that happened yesterday, the scandal that blew up the college world yesterday. Let's talk about it next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.